In 200 countries, children are studying, parents are getting medication, all happening because of food ATM.
Operations is game.
Oh, it is on. 4 a.m. to midnight. 4 a.m. to midnight. No stop. Immediate profit. Short-term gains. That way business does not work. Rice, spices, oil. We have to buy in very large quantity.
Do you think about optimization, about online platform?
So, in our case, it's opposite. We are more of humanity and less of technology. To address hunger, I just need to have a compassion.
How do you make it? Where is the business here?
To feed more than 3.3 million people in this country. Do they know the calculation?
So what is this award for?
There will be government recognitions, Woman of the Year. I was so happy when my boys said, are they out of their mind? 2 trucks, ask them to send 4 trucks, we are ready.
Welcome to another episode. Today we are with the team in Ajman and I'm going to cover business with a social impact. Interesting thing that it will be first female founder that we're going to cover in our episode up series. So I'm super excited. And yes, please approach us. Any female founders, we definitely want you. We know the stories are good. So get in touch with us. We're going to meet Aisha, a business founder that she's doing a big impact. They're producing more than 50,000 meals a day for the low-income or less-privileged communities. So let's check it out. What's the challenge? How did she start the business? And what's the future for the food ATM? Let's go. All right, food ATM, as we can see, it's a creative, a busy environment. Let's check it out. I'm looking forward. Uh-huh. How to open a door? We will figure out. Hello.
Hi.
Aisha, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming, please.
I heard there is an ATM machine and a lot of food. Is it true?
You don't see any machines around.
Okay.
There is no machine. Yes, but the intention was to have a machine.
Okay.
And we made a machine also, but it did not happen.
Is there one outside?
No.
No.
That is just a skeleton. There is a machine we have made.
Okay.
But it's hot food vending machine. And that was not permitted by the regulations here.
Okay.
So we had to, sorry.
One day.
Yes.
One day you will have a machine and you're going to launch it.
But, well, the objective of the project survived.
Yeah.
Machine did not.
Good. Look, there is a lot of coverage in the media, you know. I would say you are famous, a lot of people know you, but what I want to find out is like the process, the journey to show, you know, how it starts from, you know, bringing the goods, what you guys do, storaging, cooking, packing, and whatever, you know, is part of your business.
So very recently in the national newspaper, we have been declared as a factory. So we are a factory now.
Okay.
And that is what we set out to do. Yani, that was the dream. So now, yeah, this week, last week, we were declared as a factory.
Okay.
So I
when I'm going to do introduction, I will say we are visiting factory.
Yeah. So, the journey had nothing to do with what you see today. Journey was very, very, very different because I am an IT engineer, IT infrastructure engineer, ISO certified auditor, Microsoft, Oracle certification. So basically, I was very much hardcore IT.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with food industry except for eating. So to feel good, at least once I'm home, I needed a stress buster. And the stress buster was cooking. After a few days, my fridge will be full because who will eat? These are all experimental foods. And I don't know myself. Some of the names also I don't know from the internet. These experimental foods needed to be handed over to someone. I should not say disposed because that's not the right word. I went to the office and I identified the audience who will silently accept my experimental works. Those were my cleaners. I was working in Government of Dubai in those days. So my cleaners, gardeners, drivers, they were my happy recipients. They will take my food and they'll eat. That is where the journey actually began. And then I came to know about how their life is being affected because of me. Like one of my cleaners showed me the photos of his sons, and he said that they're going to school because of you. So these were the very, I should say, the person's heart changes. You change as a human being. You know, there are instances in everybody's life when we start changing as a human being. So when I realized that my experimental food was playing a vital role in their lives, I started talking to all those who were eating my food. That's when I come to know that they are humans like me. They also have dreams, they also have pains, they also have ambition. But unlike me, they don't even have money. They don't have even money to eat. So I started learning what is a meal, and I started making my own menu. Monday I will take this, Tuesday I will take this, and in the weekends I will go for shopping. That's how my journey began.
So Food ATM, let's go and check around.
Yes, why not? Come.
So just obviously you're receiving all the, I don't know, ingredients and how does it work?
We buy everything in large bulks. Without buying in large bulks, it's not possible. If, as I was telling you, we have to buy in tons. Even if it's chocolates, yeah. I cannot buy small. You saw thousands of food is being packed every day. With every food, there is even a gift being given, fruits or chocolates. So imagine the basics like rice, spices, oil. We have to buy in very large quantity.
Like trucks, we're talking.
Only trucks. Only big trailers, they come here and download. So in those are our cold storages, you see. Those are the cold storages, yeah.
Where on the side of
those
the, okay.
big ones.
Yeah.
That's all our cold storage. So where we have the chicken, the fish, then we have croissant, breads, whatever
yeah.
we can afford, we buy. Come.
Okay.
So yeah, these are the water bottles. Here we have the chocolates. Come. Here we have the canned foods. You know, we have, because we have to be creative, and since we have no choice but to be creative, is that we use all these things, you know, green peas, red kidney beans, all this we use to make the puree.
So all of this you buy in bulk?
Yes.
So how much, let's say, right now is storing here?
Everything. For example, salt. Salt alone is 7 tons.
Seven tons
of salt just behind the chocolates.
Wow, okay.
So salt itself is in tons. So imagine how much cooking will be happening.
All right.
So, 10,000 kg of rice, all this happens to be used in a day, minimum. Sometimes we go overboard. As you know, that many a times labor camps close down, kitchens close down. So where will those 2,000, 3,000 boys go to eat?
So you support
They
them.
Come to us. Mm. And because they know we are the cheapest and their pocket only supports these our bills. So they come to us.
Okay, so tons arriving here.
Yeah, here also we have other warehouses. We have Sharjah, we have Ras Al Khaimah, Makkah.
I see a lot of empty chocolate boxes.
Yeah, so all this is today's creativity. Because after packing, there's no time to even dispose.
Exactly.
In the night, we will dispose. Like so till then, they dump. In the production area also, you will see a lot of dump. When they have time, they will dump here. These bags are getting ready. Every day, same story. Each yellow bag has 10 meals. Those buckets also, like this, we have buckets of yogurts. Mm. So every day we will have some tens of hundreds of yogurts and all, depending on the recipes.
Yeah, that's a lot. A lot of yogurt, a lot of water, chocolate and salt.
Salt, yeah.
Right. So what is turnaround of let's say, whatever we see right now?
Yeah. It'll go off by evening.
Today?
Yeah, yeah. So at least the things which will disappear from here, because they are consumed, they are made into meals and out for sale. Then new things will come. So every night there will be a new download, vegetables, fruits, dates, spices, rice, oil,
yeah.
yogurt, all will come.
You guys have some kind of partnerships as well. It's like a lot of carton produced.
Too much.
Yeah, so somebody is coming to
yes,
pick it up.
Yes, because for recycling. So all the cartons will go for recycling. All the bottles, whatever bottles we consume, sometimes our customers also consume and give us empty bottles. Using all the bottles, we made fencing on our farm. We made a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Then we made trash bins, wooden trash bins with full bottles. Like that. We do all the creativity with the bottles because we have so many bottles.
Exactly. You just mentioned as well farm. I definitely want to touch later on.
Yeah, yeah.
About your farm.
Yeah.
But now, yeah. When I see the kitchen,
yes,
where ATM magic is happening.
The activity happens.
Yeah. I see some bags already coming in, ready food.
The kitchen is a very humid place and obviously not very neat because the work is in production.
Yeah.
Cleaning happens every 3 hours. because I cannot blame the boys. If they keep washing, the boys will start slipping and falling down.
Okay, and what's that on the right side? It looks like like a reception.
Yeah.
Well, all the money is counted, huh?
Come. We have some three cupboards like this. It's two, three cupboards. If you see the refrigerators which are shut down, they also have awards. These are awards.
Full of awards, yeah. If you guys can film the how many awards they have.
No, this is 1/10 because so, we need cupboards. We don't have cupboards.
So what is this awards for? What do you
want?
These
are awards related to services in humanity. There will be government recognitions, private sector organizations. There are Woman of the Year, honoring social entrepreneurs.
Which one is your favorite?
All of
them as well, of course.
And yeah, in Ramadan, companies will do records, yani world records. Some company will announce, this year we are giving 300,000 iftar, somebody will give 500,000 iftar, and who does the work? We.
You guys.
So they win the records.
Ah, okay.
And we are the backend.
So somebody donating and somebody is making.
They don't donate, they buy it from us.
Yeah.
They buy it from us and we are the backend. So we are the cook. And
you're the factory.
Come.
Please.
Come. So yeah, if you see, you touch the food.
It's hot.
It's very hot. Yeah. Because it's from the pot, directly from the pot to the box, box to the bag and run. You see, loading started.
Yeah.
People come, companies will send their trucks, load, run. So okay. Cook, pack, run.
All right, so I see this is a packaging station.
Yeah. Baba, ye theek kar. Yes. So there will be orange. But beta, dikha ek packing. Egg packing, dikha. Yeah, see. Like this. So there's one hot food, three dates. One
hot and sweets, yeah.
Yeah, all this will get packed like this. Okay, it'll go behind. And that guy has yellow bags.
Going into 10. Yeah.
Right. Each bag has 10. So this is again today's creativity.
Well, what is this? Is this spices?
Yeah, are spices. Yeah. So for every pot, how much spices they need, they'll bring here.
This is a bucket of spice.
Yeah, no, we have such drums of spices.
Yeah, wow.
And then from the drum, they will make buckets and keep on the table, time being.
Okay.
Once the pot is ready, bucket is over. Again, refill.
So where the rice is boiling?
Here. Yeah. It is being steamed. So we can't open now for next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we will open.
Okay.
The rice is soaked in water. Then we cook. So these are 500 meals. Like this, every pot. Baba, ek chamach do.
500 portions.
Yes. Yeah. Ek chamach do. Like this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's full of oil and tasty spices and everything. Yeah, you can smell.
It looks tasty.
You go down and smell it. Yeah. Be careful, it's very hot. Khol pura. Yeah.
What's the spices on top? So what's the receipt?
Yeah.
Who's the receipt? Is it yours?
See, this is moderation. Spices, everything is in moderation. Because all nationalities eat.
Okay.
Indians, Africans, Arabs, they all eat.
So you need to cater all
So we have to keep it everything in moderation. When the cooking happens, we have mashed, pureed many spices. And that's why the color. Puree of tomato, puree of spices. In that, the rice is cooked.
Okay.
Also, we put some full spices. The spices come on the top when it is cooked.
This is chicken.
Yeah, these are all boneless chicken. Because if we give bones, then poor thing, they don't get anything. The bone will go and they will get hardly some.
Yeah, just a bit.
So we don't use bones. We use boneless.
Okay.
So that completely goes into their tummy.
So question, these rice, how many a day you guys cooking?
We touch 50,000 and all. But
this is portions, yeah? 50,000 portions. Yeah.
So every pot will be 500. For example, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Suppose 5, see the pot has come down.
This
5 pots, 500. How much? 2,500. Every 40 minutes, 2,500. Again, 40 minutes, 2,500. So in one day, it's possible.
Wow,
it's very easy for us touching.
So operations is keep.
Oh, it is on.
Keep spinning.
4 a.m. to midnight. 4 a.m. to midnight. No stop. Then we have shut down for cleaning, cutting.
Yeah.
Again.
The next morning starts
preparations.
Again.
Preparations. So we have teams. Teams who will work in the night. Teams who work in the day.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So what we will do, we bring rice bags and keep them here. You see there also,
yeah.
Rice bag. So when this is finished, again from the next warehouse, they will bring stock.
From bigger warehouse comes,
yes,
here.
We have other location also. You see, we cannot keep 500 bags also. There is no space.
Yeah, exactly.
So if we keep 500 rice only, where we will keep chicken? Where we will keep spices, oil? So we will keep maybe 200 bags. Finish first, already call. By the time we are left with 50 bags, there's a phone call goes. The truck will come. They know Aisha will call. She'll call at 10, she needs at 2.
Okay.
Accordingly, everything is systematic.
Yeah.
They know phone call will come at 10, before 2, 1,000 bags should come.
Yeah. Talking about systematic, so how do you manage? I mean, there is a process, yeah, obviously. Cooking, boiling,
then
packing. I don't know, putting sweets, putting dates.
Yeah.
Like what, you separate as a team, or?
Yes, yes. Some children, some boys are only for cooking team.
Cooking team, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very talented. They know the right spice combination. They know the rice, the right number of minutes, how it must be covered. So rice is cooked well.
And I believe it's hard to cook in a massive quantity. It's different when you cook, you know, for two meals or something. And it's different when you cook for the scale.
So these are the boys who have been brought from India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Nepal, these countries, who have been cooking for weddings.
In our countries,
we have big fat weddings.
Yeah.
Where thousands of people come to eat.
I've been in Indian wedding, like it's like massive bath of rice and Korea.
That is what you're seeing here.
Exactly, okay.
So same
chefs are here.
Same people. So those people who have been cooking for weddings, we brought them. Because only they can handle this. And this is what they do 365 days.
Never seen such a massive container of sweets.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't work here.
Yeah.
I couldn't work. Too much sweets here.
So, yeah, in tons. We have 5 tons, 6 tons of chocolates.
5 tons of chocolate. So you're buying it?
So you'll come. There is a lot of more procedures which is not evident and visible here.
Yeah.
Is definitely cold stores. We have cold stores. From where is the chicken coming? Like, and I think now at the moment they're having close to 700 kgs of chicken. We can't keep it in small refrigerators. So those 700 kgs of chicken have come one time. Again, in another 2 hours, another 500, 700, 1,000 kgs will come. Where do we keep cold storages?
Yeah. Are you familiar of the, obviously I believe you are, the term of dark kitchen? It's like in Dubai now, very popular, dark kitchen. Every brand has a dark kitchen.
Shared kitchens?
Like, yeah, shared. Yeah.
There was someone who came and proposed the shared kitchen model with us on the phone, because maybe they did not know what we do.
Mm.
So when they came here and they saw us here and the other places, they said, we don't have your capacity.
Capacity, yeah, the capacity is bigger.
Because see, those shared kitchen models are all for very decorative cooking and decorative feeding, that kind of. So it will be of a smaller volume of audience, target audience. In our case, our target audience in the morning, we don't know what will be by evening.
Yeah.
Because if any of the labor camps kitchen closes down, we have a sudden guest of 4,000 people, maybe 5,000 people.
So you react on the day.
Yes. So we don't know how things will proceed. For us, it is a surprise. Morning, we don't know how is the evening going to be. Evening, we don't know what is morning going to be. Although we have some constant numbers, of course, as I told you, some 28,000-30,000 meals, we know, we are sure. Over and above that, around 20,000 will come. And we cannot say no.
Yeah.
We have to accommodate. If we have resources, we will never say no. So one of the company owner called me and said, Aisha, we urgently need some 450 meals. You have
today.
To... Yeah. No, now for lunch.
Now, yeah, today.
So I said, sir, there's hardly any time. Maybe another 1.5 hours or something. So he said, anything is okay. Whatever you have, whatever you can give. So we had noodles. So we quickly boiled the chicken and vegetables and all, shredded that, made chicken, vegetable, noodles, and we gave 450 boys, we fed them with noodles. That was the fastest. So like that, that was a learning for us.
Yeah.
So we knew this will happen again. Somebody will be in a situation and they will call us. Then what? So we started stocking tons of pastas, tons of noodles. So you see those blue drums?
Yeah.
Why we have the blue drums? Because in the warehouses, other warehouses, every drum, which is 230 kgs, is full of pasta.
Pasta.
And noodles.
Full of chocolates.
And here is full of chocolates.
Yeah.
Salt, chocolate. Like. So this is the only technology we have. Only technique, I should say. That's why you will not find a lot of element of automation and electric boilers. And we don't have all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are working in a very different way. We are addressing hunger.
Yeah.
So to address hunger, I don't need electric boilers. to address hunger, I just need to have a compassion to understand those who are hungry.
Okay.
I don't need to be too calculative that every grain of rice, how much will I charge? It is not needed. Why? Because success will come anyways. Money will come anyways. If I have the compassion for my work, I will be successful. And my success is feeding as many tummies as possible. Okay. That is happening.
So all this food that you guys preparing now, I see everybody running around, a lot of people coming in. You guys gonna distribute now to who?
We will not be distributing all. We have our own distributions. Yeah, that is true. But these are people who are buying for themselves, buying for their labors. These are companies are there, individuals are there. So we are not doing everything for ourselves. We also, we will have 2,000 meals distributed every day. This, it will happen. 4 p.m. onwards, we will start. Saja location, 1,000 to 1,500, sometimes 2,000 goes. And then different location, different goes. Moela bus stop is there, front of food ATM is there.
It's really, really great, whatever you do. And like, I'm fascinated about the thing that you making a business and making social impact as well, all together. And you, I think, mentioned as well, and you're tackling food waste issue as well.
Yes, very, very true. Let's take practical examples of food wastages where a container of fish would be there and they have just about a week or 10 days to go. And then the fish is obviously going to go bad. A container full of fish, who would buy? If they know that they can't sell it in a week, a supermarket won't buy.
Because soon it's going to expire. Yeah.
Yes, in a week's time, maybe it's going to perish. So a supermarket might not buy. And there will be a fish which is actually good, but it might after a week not look the same or not taste the same. So these are situations which we capitalize on. How? Capitalizing not only from money perspective, but from our social impact perspective also. As I always tell my boys that, see, very soon we are going to have a fish day, which means that day we'll only be selling fish.
No more chicken.
No more chicken. So all of a sudden there's a fish day. It's a surprise to even my boys, all the audience, because that day we got so much of fish.
Yeah.
So we will quickly bring all the fish, clean it, fry it, or make some curries out of it, give it with rice, give it with chapatis, and dish it out.
Okay. So then today or tomorrow, there is no choice, fish.
Only fish.
Only fish, yeah.
And that's the beauty of my business, that the people are so dependent and they're such good human beings. They would never have said, never they come to me and say, what is this, sister? Today only fish. Yeah. You never told us.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
I think it's a free dirhams. There is nothing to complain
about. They already feel so obliged. And I feel bad that they feel that way because they are so helpless. And I'm not trying to use their helplessness, but I'm just trying my best to give them whatever best I can grab.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to ask a story. It's a lot of coverage on internet about the story and it's really fascinating. But what I want to ask about the future, yeah? About, like, how do you see the business? Where do you see the biggest impact? And what are you planning to do next?
There is a very popular saying, I think every religion knows about it, that if anyone can feed the whole world, it is only the Creator Himself. We human beings cannot do that. So I always pray to Almighty that wherever He has based us, which is UAE now, is where we have seven Emirates, at least. In these seven Emirates, let us feed the needy who have no other choice. They have to compromise their number of meals every day because of the cost inflations. So my only prayer is that at least in UAE, I don't know about the world, but in UAE, every Emirate, we should have a presence.
So you want to cover all Emirates. So in which Emirates you have present now?
We have Ajman, we have Sharjah, we have Ras Al Khaimah.
Sharjah, oh, so three Emirates. So who is working? Somebody's working right now somewhere in another Emirate.
Everywhere. 24 hours, this is the work.
I saw you crazy, like on the phone, picking up people coming in and out. I'm like, you know, who do you dedicate it over there? You visiting these other locations as well?
Yes, yes, I have to. Because after all, they are boys and they would be careless. What I meant is that they will not be focused. I would say walk right, they will walk left and then they will have problems and they will call me. So yes, I have to be a little like a strict mother, you know. I'm with a whip in my hand. Okay. For my boys also, I'm like their mother.
Yeah.
And I tell this them because their parents are not here. I am your mother here. You better listen to me.
I'm feeding you.
You better listen to me.
Obviously, when you see leaflets such like this, you know, from 50 fils to 3 dirhams meal, which like, you know, water, dessert, the fish or rice or chicken, it's crazy. But from, you know, everybody looking from business perspective, I believe, like, how do you make it? Where is the business here?
The business which people could not, or people failed to understand for 4 years, is that she might be making a small margin. What they should have also thought is, if she becomes the only food vendor of the region to feed more than 3.3 million people in this country, do they know the calculation in their favorite dollars or favorite pounds or favorite any currency? Okay. That is what they failed to see, because everybody thought immediate profit, short-term gains, immediate gains. That way business does not work. But yes, we succeeded. We survived actually for 4 years. This is the fifth year. And we see today we have crossed thousands of lives or thousands of meals per day. Okay. We did it without anybody's help. I became the favorite finalist in every show, not winning anywhere. But we won in life.
Yeah.
We won big time.
Congratulations, fifth year already. And you guys growing, yes?
Yes.
Like opening it. And by the way, like, to this, like a disclaimer, we met in the Food Tech Challenge in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
That's what I find out about you guys. And, you know, like we had a nice chat. And I'm super happy now we are here. Such a initiatives like these, how many are you like attending a year, or like how helpful they are for you?
I had to be a little intelligent there, because I did not have marketing budget, because all the money goes into food, you are seeing. So I was very intelligent to participate in forums, because there at least people will know me.
Yeah.
So like that, I participate in many forums, at least once in a year, or maybe twice in a year, even Jitex. So all these platforms gave a lot of visibility to me as a woman social entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And to the social enterprise, which is making so much of social impact every day. In 200 countries, children are studying, parents are getting medication, all happening because of Food ATM, because thousands of laborers are saving money. That money is going home to more than 200 countries. Mm-hmm. So in a small way, with a small tummy-reaching effort, we actually reached the world.
Yeah.
And this message I'm able to say in many forums. So without any marketing budget, we are still popular.
Yeah, exactly.
So somebody asked me, what is the trade secret? You don't spend one dirham and the whole world knows you.
Everybody knows you, yeah.
So by participating in competitions and forums. And
okay, so it's really helpful, yeah. I think before we had this conversation, you also mentioned, well, you get a lot of media attention, either bloggers or influencers coming to car. Can you tell me the story? You said recently a couple of Arab guys came.
Oh, that is. I want to tell you where it started.
Yes.
The very first time we were featured in the Gulf News, but slowly when we got the Guinness World Record and every media covered us, by grace of God, the media is very supportive. TV channels, radios, newspapers, all over the world. We became part of UN. I came on the board of directors of United Nations Global Compact. So these things automatically started getting or attracting media attention.
Okay.
Recently, Khalid Al-Amiri had come. And these are the very popular media personalities who have millions of views for any of their works.
Yeah.
So it was a blessing for us. This Ramadan, we have started getting a lot of Emirati members who come. Very affluent and affluent from media connections perspective, they all started coming to shoot us. And it would be like a surprise. I remember the other day, I was sitting with my vegetables vendors and I was giving them a good scolding for some old vegetables which I spotted. And then all of a sudden they come and they start shooting. So I had to put up a smile and start talking in a good way. But those
media training.
Yeah, media training. So all of a sudden, so the vendors were surprised, and now she was shouting. Now she's smiling.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's so good. But those, funny videos now are making news. So it is so nice that people are interested to know.
But for example, that media coverage, or like you said, the influencers. So how does it transcribe to the business? Like
In numbers. It increases exponentially. Now, for example, maybe a person who saw us on TikTok or saw on Instagram, he was a company's owner who is not doing well.
Yeah.
And he has around 250 laborers. So he decided, okay, I'm not able to give them a salary increment. I will have to at least give them a good amount. If it's an increment, it cannot be 50 dirham or 100 dirham. So why not let me buy meals for them?
Okay.
They are struggling with the cost of living anyways. So if I ease some part of their life, I may not have to give them salary increment immediately. When my times are good, I will give them increment. Mm-hmm. Till then, I can use food ATM and give them food. And after that, when I've given them increment, they can also buy from food ATM. As it is, the bill is so small.
Yeah, because they know
you already. So like that, we started getting business.
Okay, well, let's say one influencer came covered next day. Is it the increase in the orders? Like,
not next day. In fact, some of them take live sessions.
Live, okay.
Yeah, that very day it begins.
The same
phone,
day?
Yeah, the phone does not stop. Radio coverage is people are driving to work, the radio is live.
Yeah.
Dubai Eye was live, Radio Asia was live. These are live sessions. And instantly it's on YouTube. Their live sessions are recorded on YouTube. Everybody has my number, office numbers. They will start calling.
Okay.
So business is impacted immediately.
It's clear. Media coverage, you nailed it. Like without one dirham, everybody knows you, whoever needs. Yeah. And inshallah, more people will know about you. You said, I'm not very techy. You know, our business is not about technologies, about tackling the hunger. But you are on TikTok, on Instagram, you know these platforms. You know, you're still innovative.
I remember when 500,000 views were covered by one of the food blogger. He was he's working in the university in Dubai. He's a very popular food blogger. And he came and he said, sister, 500,000 views crossed. So I asked him where. Because I didn't know where the views are happening.
When did you film it?
I did not know. So he said, Instagram. So check your Instagram. The fact is that we had made an Instagram account, but I did not know the password or credential. So I called my son. Somebody is telling his 500,000 views. Do you know the passwords, credentials? You made it. He said, yeah, let me check. So he had saved some password somewhere. He tried. And that is when Instagram account was opened by me for the first time.
Yeah.
After 500,000 views. So after that, slowly, I know. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Yeah.
Baki things, I don't know.
Okay. So marketing is clear. Like, what about, like I saw, you're super busy, everybody is busy. It's like, it's such an interesting feeling to be on, because I believe the media likes to come here because it's such an environment, you know. It's food over here, cooking, mixing, things are like changing, people coming in. What about, well, do you think about optimization, about some kind of online platform or whatsoever?
We are not very good, or I should say, we are not so structured. We have an online payment link. That is all what we have. Even our website might be something people might not consider to be up to the mark. These are all our truth. I agree. Because 24 hours we are into operations.
Yeah.
And when the need of the hour is to feed somebody's tummy, I would still prioritize that if I had to prioritize technology. So many a times I'm a little biased. I go and take sessions on universities and colleges and all students in the school. So I tell them, children, technology, if we go at this pace with technology, technology will stay with us and humanity will leave. So in our case, it's opposite. We are more of humanity and less of technology. Not that we don't want to do. The fact is, you saw us. We don't have the scope and bandwidth to do anything. We may, as we are going further, we may have technology also. We may also be more structured at the moment.
So technology is definitely going to help you with orders, with the structure. It just maybe you don't have a time or capacity, but you're open for that.
Yes.
So maybe somebody going to hear the video, watch the, and maybe they, you know, going to come and...
It may really happen. As you rightly said, the impact happens. After every film, after every video, the impact happens. So it might happen.
So here you go. If somebody can come and optimize and support, or, you know,
it might really work.
Integrate some kind of online system that make it easier for you.
Absolutely.
Another hour free a day, I think you're going to generate more and more food. Yeah.
Do more good.
Yeah.
To reach more lives.
Okay. So let's talk about the scale. I don't know. Was there how many kgs of chicken you guys?
Every 5 or 6 hours they are using 600 to 700 kgs of chicken.
600 kgs every 3 to 4 hours.
Roughly 7. By what is the time? 3 o'clock. No?
Yeah.
So they would have done 2 trips.
Different rounds
of chicken.
So trips to another warehouse to pick up from the freezer.
They come actually because nobody is available, because these are the production team members. You cannot, I mean, I cannot send them out and it's a waste of time. So the food comes.
Okay. And a little bit about the buying process. I believe that's as well. Like
it's a major, process, it's a major segment of the entire business. When the buying is not from one source. Because it's not that, I should say we are a little shrewd there, that we wait who's trapped in their own situations. So if somebody's trapped,
we will take it.
Yes, he has only 10 days, he has only 15 days, let's go.
Okay.
And now, by now, they all know us. So they will say, yeah, come, we have only 10 days left, please come.
Are they contacting you, for example, because they know that you can...
Everything from salt to food grains to meats to vegetables, they all call us. Please come. If you don't come, we'll have to pay the municipality to take this away.
The landfill? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
So we know that they will be trapped. Somebody.
Are they selling or are they like, they're selling it?
Yes, a few of them also gift it because they don't want us to pay and they respect the work that we do. There are such people who will say, no. You take this spinach, at least you relieve us from the municipality tensions. All these things they talk.
Okay. So how big is the business? How many people are you recruiting right now?
At the moment, we have just crossed slightly more than 50 because of the expansion. And we were like 42, 45, but now I have to take 10 more because locations have increased.
So in Ajman, how many?
Here, the boys are there. 37 are here.
This is the biggest or?
This is currently the biggest. Rasul Khema will be bigger than this. Because Rasul Khema has facility, farm, office, multiple things happening. That's right.
So, yeah, you guys, cooking, packing, what about delivery?
Delivery we are not good at because we have less vehicles and we try to save money because the fuel has also increased and we cannot cope up with this cost. So we would actually say that instead of we delivering it and not happening on time because we have hardly 2-3 trucks, you bring your trucks and take your food on time. So when people sit and calculate their commuting expense and the cost of the food, it is still less than the cost they find in Sharjah, Dubai, anywhere, even in Ajman.
Yeah.
So they find it's a win-win. Come on, we'll pick up.
Yeah. Well, plus, once you open locally, it's like just no-brainer. Come pick
the
it
walking,
up.
The walking customer is also too much.
It's becoming food ATM, actually. It's like massive factory ATM. So now, obviously, it's Ramadan time. So I believe the business is like, demand is growing. Do you have seasonalities?
We do have, but since we are doing the same work all through the year, we find little turbulence, not much of it, because this is the same scenario. It is equally messy always. And we have laborers walking in, companies coming in. And that time, it is 3 times a day. Yeah. Ramadan is mostly focused on iftar because people are fasting.
So it's a once.
Yeah. So people are fasting, but there are non-fasting people also. Who come, the percentage is smaller.
Yeah.
And most of them will get free iftars from the company. So they might also fast for that.
Okay. I like that you said, you admitting some things. Are we on logistics delivery? We're not good, you know, we need to improve. On, you know, optimization and technology and online present, we still need to improve. You know. Marketing, I'm not spending any dirham, but we are very good. So you're a marketing specialist, yeah.
Yes.
What was the biggest order, let's say, a day that you received?
Every day is becoming bigger, actually. So if I say that was bigger, today I'm already facing something bigger. Like for example, yesterday somebody called up at 9 a.m. and they said, we are sending 2 trucks, 12,000 meals. So we said...
they want to buy
12,000 meals. And in a span of 2-3 hours, we are sending 2 trucks. So instead of my boys, I was very happy. Instead of my boys saying, we are already overburdened. You have taken 12,000 meals more. Did you at least ask us? So instead of that, the boys, I was so happy when my boys said, are they out of their mind? 2 trucks, ask them to send 4 trucks. We are ready.
Right. So I wish you more trucks full of food, feed everyone. And
So let us through this at least through this communication of ours, if somebody realizes that wastage can be prevented and let's redirect it to food ATM and protect the environment, then we would have won by this video.
Serve those who and make a business.
Business, yes, if they want to understand. I'm really talking sense, but they didn't understand.
They will. The numbers are showing they will understand.
Yes, I hope so.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you
that
so
was pleasure.
Much. Pleasure.
All right, we're closing our episode up in Ajman covering food ATM company. For sure, feels good to cover and create a content for companies like food ATM to cover and highlight Aisha's job. She's definitely doing a great job making a business, supporting communities in need, and also tackling food waste challenge in UAE. Guys, if you have any recommendations for similar companies that are doing any good social impact for the communities or any impact for the startup community in UAE, do let us know. We're always looking for great stories and want to cover more. Visit you and looking forward to see you in the next episode. Have a nice day.